The village of Nehvizdi in central Bohemia on Wednesday commemorated the 70th anniversary of the start of Operation Anthropoid, the targeted killing of the Nazi leader Reinhard Heydrich. Two Czechoslovak commandos who carried out the killing landed near the village on the night of 28th December 1941. Jan Richter went to see the event and has this report.
A group of reenactors dressed in Second World War British uniforms on Wednesday marched through the center of Nehvizdi, a small town to the northeast of Prague. There, 70 years ago on the day, two British-trained Czechoslovak commandos, Jan Kubiš and Josef Gabčík, jumped off a plane on a daring mission to assassinate Reinhard Heydrich, the Nazi leader of occupied Bohemia and Moravia. Local people, along with dozens of guests, laid wreaths at the memorial in the center of the town to the sound of Scottish bagpipes, commemorating the country where the paratroopers were trained. A requiem for the victims of Nazi terror was served in the local church. Its priest at the time, František Samek, was in fact the first person the soldiers spoke to after they landed, and he told them where they were. Michal Burian is a historian with the Czech Army's Military History Institute.
The landing was supposed to take place in an area east of Plzeň, but due to a navigational error, they were dropped here, some 25 kilometers east of Prague. On the night of the operation, the landscape was covered with snow, so there were very few landmarks they could use to determine their position. They could see railway tracks, rivers, and so on, and they also saw the city, but they had no way of telling whether it was Plzeň or Prague.
Město rozpoznatelné bylo, ale jestli se jedná o Prahu nebo Plzeň, to v podstatě nebylo možné určit.
Hundreds of people came to the exact spot where the two soldiers landed, located just a few hundred meters outside the village. The Czech army was planning to reenact the jump as precisely as possible, except this time they were going to use an Mi-17 helicopter rather than the Halifax bomber which airlifted the troops 70 years ago. But to the disappointment of the onlookers, bad weather spoiled their plans. Michal Burian explains.
Everything was planned very carefully, but unfortunately today's weather conditions prohibited the commemorative jump. The clouds were very low, which would make the jump dangerous, so the parachutists decided not to jump, because they would risk severe injuries.
Among those who came to pay tribute to the heroes of Czechoslovak resistance was Miloš Ryčl, an 85-year-old native of Nehvizdi. He was 15 when his village entered history, but he says that with the exceptions of a few men, no one really knew about what happened until after the end of the war.
Nikdo z nás o tom nevěděl, víte? Akorát těch pár lidí.
I only learnt that they landed here after the war. Only a few people knew about it, including local police officers, but they swore that they would not tell anyone, so when the Gestapo later came searching for the parachutes and other equipment, they found nothing.
Dozens of people risked their lives, and many lost them, in assisting the two commandos to achieve their goal. 5 months after they landed near the village of Nehvizdi, Jan Kubiš and Josef Gabčík finally stood face to face with the Nazi leader in Prague, mortally wounding him. Their actions are to this day remembered as one of the most heroic acts of resistance in Nazi-occupied Europe.
Many thanks to Jan Richter. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us.